Thursday, crunch time, final segment. You add all that up and you hit this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the last lightning round of May. Sitting around waiting here all day. I don't have anything else to say. Let's get to it. The lightning round. Wah!
Is that a I've always wanted to know, is that a horn? Is that you saying, just like, get on with it? What does that say?
It's a combination of a hockey horn and like the dating game kind of trombone, which led to the introduction of your game host, Jim Lang.
Okay. In what seems to be a growing trend in the NBA, the happenings on Twitter are making bigger waves than the action on the court. Probably because us millennials who get bored after everything after 45 seconds are beyond sick of seeing the same two teams in the NBA Finals for the fourth straight year. But what is taking NBA Twitter over is Brian Colangelo and his alleged burner accounts. On Tuesday, The Ringer reported that Colangelo had not one but five burner accounts that bash players, members of the front office, and defended Brian's choice in shirts. Now it's looking like the burners were not Brian's, but were his wife's. What comes next from the 76ers? A, the team keeps Colangelo because he wasn't actually running the Twitter accounts. B, Colangelo is still done for. Just because his wife's information is linked to the account doesn't mean that he was the one tweeting from them. Does not mean he wasn't the one tweeting from him. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Or C, the Sixers just wait this all out until the sports world is more interested in NBA free agency and they forget all about it.
I'll tell you what, things are going well for Philly. I have a feeling if they could pin this on the wife, and we've seen this frequently, the entourage, the hangers-on, people really hear about that and are just like, we don't care about you. So I'm going to go with A. I think now, from what we've learned, I think there's a really good chance he keeps his job and this blows over.
You got to have a fall man. Just like you've been saying since last June, here we are at Cavs Warriors 4, A New Hope. We didn't go down the road we thought we would go down, but nonetheless, the destination was the same. The Warriors have their Big Four, and the Cleveland LeBron Jameses have their LeBron James. The betting favorite is that this series goes five games, the classic gentleman sweep, which is exactly what the Warriors did last year. LeBron has already played as many games this postseason as he did last year, 18, and has to be exhausted. And like I said, the Warriors have their Big Four, who really only need just one quarter to put a game away, but they too might be a little title fatigued against these Cavs. Over under 5.5 games in the NBA Finals.
Well, I made my prediction and nothing has happened between now and then except learning that Love actually has cleared the protocols and he'll suit up tonight and Iguodala is still not ready. I actually watching him warm up and as gingerly as he was making his cuts, even though they extend these games out, I have a feeling he may not appear until Cleveland. So I still can't imagine this team who struggled with the Pacers and had difficult moments with the Celtics is going to win more than a game. I'm going to go under. I still say Warriors in five.
Wow. LeBron James has been literally carrying the Cavs this postseason. In the seven-game series against the Celtics, LeBron took 164 of the Cavs' 550 shots, which is 30% for the entire series. This postseason alone, LeBron has taken 29% of all shots by the Cavs. In last year's finals, LeBron took 117 of the 451 shots in the five-game series, which is 26% of all shots, but he did have Kyrie Irving on the team, and those two combined for 53% of all shots that came in Cavs Warriors Part 3. So, LeBron James takes over or under 28.5% of all shots by the Cavs in the finals.
Whoa, that's a lot. Remember we were having our chucker conversation
yes.
The other day. But are you a chucker if everybody's saying, shoot more? I can't imagine there won't get to be a point where they're like, dude, if it ain't you, it ain't happening. So I'm going over.
Ooh, all right. Gleyber Torres of your New York Yankees is yet another prospect the Yankees have brought up in the last 3 years that has taken off in the majors. He has 9 home runs, 26 RBI for the season. In his last 10 games, he has 6 home runs and 14 of those 26 RBIs. Of rookies that debuted this 2018 season, Gleyber is leading the way, doing better than the other big rookie in LA, Shohei Ohtani. While Ohtani does have the pitching stats that boost his rookie status, we might have a second contender for AL Rookie of the Year. Who wins Rookie of the Year, Gleyber, Shohei, or other?
Wow. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Right now, it looks like it's clearly those two, and we're kind of into June. I've often wondered about the staying power of Ohtani to keep hitting and pitching. He's unique. Torres could actually get lost in the shuffle with all the talent the Yankees have, especially if some guys start healing up. So right now, I'm leaning Ohtani.
Clayton Kershaw is back from the DL. The Dodgers were 8 games back on May 2nd, the day after Kershaw's last start, and now they've climbed up into 3rd in the NL West. They're only 3.5 back of the leading Rockies. Kershaw is 1-4 with a 2.86 ERA and a 1.13 whip, but the Dodgers are 2-5 in starts under Kershaw, but it really can't be that big of a problem when you add a two-time or an MVP and a 3-time Cy Young like Kershaw back into the fold. What percent chance do you give the Dodgers of being in first place by the All-Star break?
Whoa. Colorado, minus 17. Arizona is about break even. A lot is going to depend on the replacements who are doing pretty well now for Seager. I mean, Matt Kemp has kind of found the fountain of youth. But, man, that's one of the best questions you've asked because they really are on the come. And so the All-Star break is still 6 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just the best team. Top to bottom. I think they're really good in Colorado and Arizona. Just have a shot to make the wild card. I like that one. So I got to give a percentage?
Yes.
I give them a 65% chance of being in first place.
Wow. All right, last one. Zinedine the Headbutter Zidane won 3 Champions League titles, 2 UEFA Super Cups, 2 Club World Cups, 1 La Liga, and 1 Spanish Super Cup with Real Madrid. And just this week, Los Blancos had a parade to celebrate their three-peat of the Champions League, but the celebration came to an abrupt end as Zidane stepped down as manager because, according to him, quote, or it's better for the team, and quote, it is complicated to win with me next year. So I guess when the bar is 3 straight Champions League titles, it's kind of hard to keep meet expectations. Zinedine Zidane stepping down at Real Madrid is blank.
So you're calling him the head butter. So if you get the version that has less cholesterol, is I can't believe it's head butter.
Oh my God.
No. No.
Nick's gone.
No.
I don't have
Nick walked out of the studio.
Literally out of the studio.
So actually, I wouldn't have had that big of an answer, except everybody I know who follows soccer was like, this is kind of a wow. So my answer is, his stepping down is a big football wow.
Our day was ruined.